We're in a series of lessons, started last week, just 2 week series, talking about the Sabbath. Sabbath is just a really, I need my phone there. Candy, can you give me my phone? I've got something I want to read to you, if I can find it again. I forgot about it till right now, so bear with me. Thank you for your patience. While I should have had this earlier, I think I got it right here. But we're on a two-week series of lessons just concerning the Sabbath, the power of the Sabbath, and help me, Lord, up in here. Hum, somebody hum, come. Hey. Lord is good. Anybody got a song, hymn, spiritual song, singing, making me? Oh, golly, where is it? Help me, Lord. Not that I could go off the cuff a little bit, but I wanted to give you all these different kind of thoughts about what Jesus, when it comes to eating, Jesus liked hanging out with people eating. He went to Mary and Martha's house with Lazarus, and it says there was a meal. He had Nicodemus come over his house, Zacchaeus, and there was a meal. Jesus actually, after the resurrection, remember Jesus on the seashore? He's cooking fish and chips for the disciples, eating a meal. Jesus shows up in John chapter 21 with the guys on the road to Emmaus. He said, come to our house and let's eat something. And Jesus says, let's go eat. And while he's eating, all of a sudden, while they're breaking bread, all of a sudden they realized who he was and he left. Let me tell you, there's something powerful about what we're doing here, of course, but what we're going to do out there. So listen, all that just to say, don't check out before you check in with some folks out there, and just get some food and hang out with us, because I believe God's going to meet us out there just like he meets us in here. Is that all right, everybody? All right. Let's talk about it again today. Let's talk about the power of Sabbath. Sabbath, we found out last week, give a quick review. It means to stop, rest, or cease. This is the Old Testament word. This is actually what it means. When it's Sabbath, when Jesus talked about Sabbath, that he rested on the seventh day after creating all those things, we find out that Sabbath is not something God just did back then, but something God wants to do in us and through us and for us every single day. But even on a rhythm, we're going to talk about today, every week. And what we celebrate today, you know, there's some churches, if you're Jewish, you celebrate the Sabbath on Friday night till Saturday night, that 24-hour period. There's churches, you know, several in our church, in our city, excuse me, called Seventh-day Adventist. They celebrate the Sabbath on Saturday. Cool. Most Christians, you know, Christians celebrate, Catholics celebrate the Sabbath on Sunday. You've got a Saturday night service, of course, no big deal. But the thought is to have a time in your and my life where we look to God and we stop and we rest and we cease from what's going on in the day in and day out activity in our life. We said last week there's really three things, since we're a three-part being, that we have to address. We all have faced this all the time, what we just call body fatigue. There's just a lack of sleep. A lot of folks have bad diets, no exercises, and we know it leads to illness, and people are just sleeping less than they have, you know, even decades ago, and it's wearing on them. And so living off Red Bull and energy drinks and triple espressos and just, I need more just to keep me going. And the body's saying, if you don't be careful, you're going to wear your body out and not be able to make it to the finish line. The second thing we talked about is just soul fatigue in our minds, family, work, pressures, stress. Not only that, but we've got screen time constantly. We've got text messages. I mean, like me, I got text messages, I got phone calls, I got emails, I got WhatsApp, I got Messenger, I got IG, I got people coming and doing all this all the time. And like you, and there can be even information overload that just weighs on your soul that will have detrimental lasting effects. How about spirit fatigue we talked about last week? Just spirit fatigue. No daily replenishing of the word, prayer, fasting. No rhythms with a small group. No consistent church involvement. And so we go on and we're looking okay on the outside, but we're depleted spiritually on the inside. And so I've already said this, but look on the screen. Sabbath is God's design and invitation for a new rhythm of life. I'm encouraging you to get into a rhythm. get into a rhythm of life. You're here on church on Sunday. I applaud you. Amen. Let's keep moving the ball down the field to get into a spiritual rhythm, not where we just come to church maybe on Sunday morning for an hour and a half, and then we go back into the chaos of the world for the rest of the 6 days and 22 and a half hours. That there's something that works in us here that then catapults us and our thought process for the rest of the week that can bring us to a place of continual Sabbath and rest and stopping and able to enjoy the life that God's brought into our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. Based on that, what we just read, just so you, so you're on the same page with me, that I was raised in a church when I was a kid, and you never heard anybody talk about serving God and actually enjoying God or enjoying life. The scripture says this is what we should be doing. Look at this scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Paul's writing to folks that have got resources in their life, and he says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, not to trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So Paul is writing to folks in the church that might have had a little bit more than other people, and he said, make sure that you're not haughty, make sure you're not proud or arrogant, thinking you got all this by your good works or what you did in your MBA and your PhD and your doctorate and your master's degree, and you've worked hard, but make sure you understand I'm the one that gave you the strength and power to work hard. I'm empowering your body, your mind. I gave you those ideas, and you worked them out, but remember that. But all that said is that God wants us, look at the last couple verses there. God is the one who gives us richly all things to enjoy. God wants us to enjoy life. That life doesn't have to be this one great, huge struggle trying to, get the piece of cheese before the rat trap comes and grabs us. That God's got a plan for us. So the attitude of us, not only on this day, but every day, is that we're grateful, we're thankful. On this day, we come to church, we worship, we hear the word. We enjoy Him. We enjoy life. We enjoy one another. We enjoy family. We enjoy friends. This is what the Sabbath is all about. So my plea to you is somehow work this thought into your daily or to your weekly rhythm. Specifically, like maybe this day, it's a Sabbath day, we would say. We're coming to church, we're kind of Sabbath Sunday, I'm going to worship the Lord, I'm going to see some friends, I'm going to hang out, I'm going to be encouraged, I'm going to be strengthened. But I don't want to leave here at 11:30, 11:45, or whatever. Maybe I meet some friends out here and eat a donut, and then I go to my car at 12 o'clock, and then I'm running to the mall, and I'm running around trying to get everything because it's hectic because Monday's coming. How about that we work a rhythm somehow? Maybe you just say, after church, I'm gonna go 3 hours. I'm gonna go 4 hours. I'm gonna maybe eat with some friends, my family, my friends, but I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not answering emails. I'm not doing any business. I'm just going to rest. But I've got kids. Rest. Figure it out with your kids. I'm telling you, Sabbath can change your life. Look on the screen. Sabbath is thinking more about God than it's thinking about you. It's a way to constantly look at our lives and train our spirit, our soul, and our bodies to be in union with God. Someone said this, it's not another thing to do. It's a thing to enjoy by becoming. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just becoming. And we've said this for years now around here, based on what the scripture says, that we become actually what we behold. So Sabbath, even the worship time and out on the patio and eating and then during the week with your friends or whatever you're doing, it's I'm gonna look at Jesus and I'm gonna be changed as a dad, as a spouse. I'm gonna look at my kids a little bit differently, that they're not just a problem. Or I'm gonna look at I'm not gonna think about my job and what's gonna be going on for these next 4 hours. I'm gonna devote this time just to rest to enjoy God, to remind myself of his word, what I heard today at church maybe, or a word he's speaking to my heart. And I'm just gonna be still and know that he is God. Come on, everybody. I guarantee what's gonna happen. It's gonna be the most challenging thing you do. It is for me, is to just put this thing down. Put it down. I don't know about you, but if I don't see it for a while, I start shaking. Or maybe it's vibrating in my pocket. Come on, everybody. But I'm encouraging you to work it into the fabric of your rhythm, and let's see the amount of peace and joy and the fruit of the Spirit that starts transferring in our life. Yeah, come on, can you get down with that a little bit? Let's do that. So the mindset, and we'll talk about this. We mentioned this last week. But the mindset, the Sabbath mindset would be this. We come to rest with the God who is our rest. Here's my mindset. I'm coming to rest. I don't have to do anything to get your approval. I don't have to be anything to get your approval. I'm coming on this day, Sunday, where I'm going to come to church, and I'm going to spend hours after church maybe. Maybe you can go an hour. Start with an hour. No phone. No answering calls, no mowing the yard, no cleaning the garage. Come on, everybody. No searching online for the latest. No, I'm just gonna chill out and be present with people around me and with my God. We come to rest with the God who is our rest. And so what we know from the scripture is really this. As we honor this day, listen to me, it affects all the other days. So we honor this day, and it's going to change the trajectory of the other 6 days. We said this last week, 4 Sabbath thoughts. Look on the screen here for me. 4 Sabbath thoughts that we see. Number one, we stop our normal routine. Stop our normal routine. So it's like a hard reset. We put the phone down. We don't answer emails. We tell the kids. We start working it in the life of the kids. You're always going to be having to get involved with the kids. But get into a rhythm that we're going to stop the normal routine. We're not going to go after church and rush to the beach and not on this day. We're going to get into a routine where we are going to rest. Secondly, we rest from our labor. This is huge. We rest from our labor. We're not trying to achieve anything physically or spiritually. I'm not trying to go online. I'm not trying to answer the email to make the next deal. I'm not trying to get my network together to try to set everything up during this time that I'm Sabbathing. I'm giving my direction and my devotion to God, and I am going to rest from labor. I'm going to pull back spirit, soul, and body. I'm not going to try to like get into laboring and just like deep intercession and not even that. I'm going to be alone. If I'm single, I'm going to be with my family, and I'm going to rest. Third thing from Sabbath thought is that we delight in God's presence. We delight in God's presence, and we delight if we're hanging out with other people. We delight with one another. We understand that God loves me as a son. God loves me if you're a woman as a daughter. We treat one another in the family of God as brothers and sisters. And so we're just going to delight with God. We're going to enjoy life. We're going to enjoy life. Now, we're not going to be those Christians that get older and get negative and bitter. We're going to enjoy life. And the last thing about a Sabbath thought, of course, we've already done it this morning, is that we worship and we thank and we praise God and we remember who he is. We just remember who he is. That's the power of worship. And what we know about this, and with anything from the scripture, is that information alone is not going to produce transformation in your life. Information never produces transformation unless you do what the information talks about. And so in your flesh and in my natural flesh, listen to me, this thing called desire and wanting is never completely satisfied. I mean, the writer of Proverbs says this, that the leech has two sisters. Give me, give me. It's never satisfied. No matter how much blood the leech sucks, it wants more. This is my desire in my flesh, and it's yours as well. And so on this day, on this day on Sabbath, I'm saying, I am saying no to my desire. No, no more. No, I'm not shopping online for these hours. Not doing it. Not going back to the rat race. Not. I'm just not doing it. I'm going to be with God, with my family, with one another, and I'm going to rest. Because left to myself, my desires will run wild. Ecclesiastes says this in Ecclesiastes 1:8, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Always wants more. Always wants more. A great theologian back centuries ago, Thomas Aquinas, was asked, what would it take to satisfy the human soul? His reply was, everything. Everything is only necessary because it's never satisfied. And so this is what we're up against, guys, is that me and you in this generation, we have this thing, just look on the screen, called inner dissatisfaction. And this inner dissatisfaction is caused by constant desire that leads to restlessness. Restless on the inside, wanting to achieve more, wanting to be more, having to have more. And it leads to restlessness on the inside of every single one of us. And here's the sad part, is that we're never being at peace with where we are, with who we are, or with what we have. Never at peace. This leech inside me wanting more, not satisfied with the car I have, with the job I have, with the family I have, with the money I have, with the place I'm at. And so I'm wanting, constantly wanting more. Not at peace. Internal restlessness causing mind, soul, body, and spirit fatigue. God's got a better way. The better way is Sabbath. Come to me, all you who weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Come on. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Can somebody say amen? Amen. That's the antidote. I read this and I went, I had to do a ChatGPT search. I couldn't believe that it was actually true, but this is true. The average American is estimated to be exposed between 4,000 and 10,000 ads per day. Across various media channels, including television, print, online platforms, social media, and outdoor advertising. Between 4,000 and 10,000 a day. What is that doing when you see that? You need it, you want it, you gotta have it. You gotta have it. You're not this, you gotta have it. You don't look like this, you gotta have it. You need more experiences, you need to travel the world. You need more relationships, you need more fun. All fueling desire inside you. Had a friend years ago, when we first moved down here, we pastored a church in Canada for 13 years, from 1988 to 2001, and a little town, 8,000 people in Canada. When we first showed up there, everything was shut down on Sunday except the pharmacy. Come on, you remember Blue Laws back in the day? Nobody remembers Blue Laws. Everybody's, come on, I'm old enough to remember some Blue Laws. On Blue Laws, things were shut down and no stores were open. And up there, that's kind of the way it was. And so we moved down here and life was just fast and busy, and it's faster now than it was 24 years ago or so. But he said, I was talking to him about going somewhere and going to take a look at some stuff, shopping maybe at the mall, maybe Plaza Bonita. And he said, I don't go to the mall. I said, what do you mean you don't go to the mall? He said, when I go to the mall, all of a sudden I want stuff I don't really need. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good wisdom right there, isn't it, huh? Pretty good wisdom. So desire starts happening in us. That you're not enough. You're not good enough. We look around and we want more and it's never enough. And we're constantly chasing things, being exhausted. And we said this last week with the guys, is that these three thoughts: comparison leads to coveting, which leads to competition. So I'm comparing myself to somebody else, and all of a sudden it's coveting in me that I need that. I'm coveting that. A job, house, car, a 401k or whatever, and then it leads to competition. What is this? Inner restlessness, not satisfied. So look, Sabbath is the practice to fight restlessness. I'm gonna fight it. I'm not gonna give in to it. I'm gonna trust God that when I come here and when I work this into the fabric of my life, that I am going to enter into a place of being at rest with God, with where I'm at, and with my family, with my job. Doesn't mean we're not believing for increase. Doesn't mean we're not sending out resumes, but I'm not struggling. I'm not struggling. Sabbath is resisting the struggle. We doing all right? Amen. Genesis 2. Look at this. Genesis chapter 2. We said it a moment ago. Verse 2. On the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. God rested from the work. Another translation says, another scripture going on in Genesis says that God blessed the seventh day. God said the seventh day is called holy. It's a holy day. Didn't mean the other six weren't holy, but this is a different day. This is a seventh day. This Sabbath day was a day of rest. It actually means when it says God rested, God Sabbath. That's the exact word. God rested from his labor, and God said, this day is holy. This day is different from all the other days. So look on the screen. Here's what we can take from this thought. On the Sabbath, we rest from wanting more for today and worrying about tomorrow. So we're coming and we're saying, I resist wanting more and I resist worrying about what's coming tomorrow. So much so that in the English Standard Version from Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus tells a parable about being content and not being all messed up and mentally and restless on the inside concerning stuff, it uses the word anxious or anxiousness 5 times. Check it out on the screen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you'll eat, what you'll drink, nor your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Verse 27. Which one of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? Verse 28. Why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil or they don't spin. Verse 31, therefore, do not be anxious saying, what am I going to wear? What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? Verse 34, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Listen to me, I'm asking you this week that you get a thermometer, if you would, in your soul and see what is driving anxiousness in your life. Anxious about needs, anxious about my future, anxious about prices. Be aware this week where anxiety is trying to raise its head in your life and bring restlessness into your soul. I want to read you in just a moment. We're going to start winding down because we're going to have a great time out there today. I don't want to talk long this morning. 2 passages of scripture that are mimicked in Exodus chapter 20 when Moses receives the 10 commandments from God, and then it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 5. And we'll talk about right now just the difference of it. It was the same commandments, but we're going to find out in one instance, it's worded a little bit differently, and this is going to be important. So in Exodus chapter 20, this is when Moses went up to the mountain, remember, and he got the 10 commandments that God, you know, hewed out the rock, and then he came down there and he broke them, remember that? And then he went back up there and he got the 10 and he came back down and he read it to the people. These were the laws. This was the commandment. This is what God gave. But then in Deuteronomy's account, he gives it again. But he makes a little bit of a difference in Deuteronomy. And again, we'll talk about that in just a second. But this is 40 years after the original going up the mountain and getting it. 40 years later, that Moses now is giving the Ten Commandments to the generation that was born, you know, being born in the wilderness. And they hadn't heard it. They weren't there 40 years earlier. So he's rehearsing to a younger generation who had never heard the original words from God that through Moses. And so here's one difference that's interesting. The Exodus account, Moses said this. He said, remember the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath. And then when he records it in Deuteronomy, he says this, observe the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. But then in Deuteronomy, he says, observe it, or keep watch over, is what it means. Keep watch over this day, this day. What he's saying, guys, is that this is a holy day. This is a different day. Sunday, our Sabbath, what we'd say, isn't like Wednesday. We're saying this is a day I'm coming and I'm going to serve God. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to hear God. I'm going to worship with other people in the church. And we're all going to work through this. I'm going to spend a certain amount of time, and I'm just going to, after service or whatever it is, and I'm going to pull back from doing all the normal routines and stuff and busyness of life. And I'm just going to have some enjoyment with God and with one another. And I'm going to rest with my family. I'm going to watch over this day. So if God says this is a holy day and this is a different kind of day, I would say to all of us, what we do or don't do on this day will either be detrimental to your health, to your mental well-being, or it will increase those things in your and my life. I don't think God's playing around. Some Jews on this day, when they do Sabbath, again, from Friday night to Saturday, they'll actually light two candles, one candle for remember, another candle for observe. We're going to remember what happened. We're going to remember. What are we remembering? What are we remembering? We're remembering the Sabbath day. We're remembering who God is. We're remembering the power. And then we are going to observe it. That's why we're gathered. We're going to eat a meal. We're going to hang out. We're going to honor God with our life. Look at the difference. Look at these two differences. See if you can pick them out real quick. In Exodus chapter 20, this is the original commandment from Moses in verse 11. In 6 days, the Lord God made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that in them. And he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath. Come on, read the rest of it. And made it holy. Deuteronomy 5, here's the same account. Here's that account, but it's a little different. Look what it says. You shall remember. Again, this is given to the people 40 years later. This you shall remember. You were a slave in the land of Egypt. And the Lord God brought you out there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Exodus. The Exodus account, Moses talks about remember the creation. Remember the creation account. God made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all them is 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested, he blessed it, he made that day holy. But then the Deuteronomy account remembers Israel's deliverance from Egypt. He doesn't talk about creation here. Why the nuance? Why the nuance? I think God wants us to remember two things. Number one, he's Lord of all creation. You think your problem's too great for God? Look at the stars. Look at the moon. Come on, somebody, look at the sun. Look at creation. Look at creation. And then he directs them, secondly, to Israel's deliverance. He takes these people that, and he says, remember when God brought us out, when we were slaves under Pharaoh's bondage for 430 years, and God brought us out with a miraculous deliverance. What does it mean? Look on the screen. Don't go back into your daily life after the Sabbath thinking like a slave in bondage when God brought you into the rest of his salvation and deliverance. Don't go back. Don't go back in your thinking. Don't go back in your anxiety. Don't go back in your restlessness. Don't go back in your fear. Don't go back in your worry. Don't go back in your uncertainty. Don't go back, he says, into bondage. What was the bondage? The Pharaoh made these guys make bricks without straw. They had a quota they had to make. And Pharaoh actually told Moses, the reason they're not coming up with the quota is because they're lazy. They're lazy people, these Jews. Man, sounds like work sometimes. Sounds like the world sometimes. You're not enough. You're not good enough. You'll never be enough. You got to do more, more, more. And Sabbath says, remember creation. God who made all this, he's working for you right now. Remember and look back at what God did with the nation of Israel, how we brought them out. Don't go back into bondage anymore. Someone said this, Sabbath rest is an act of defiance against the gospel of peace in your soul. I'm defying unrest in my life, and I am going to live at peace with the God of peace. Can anybody in the room say amen? Come on, can anybody say thank God for that? I'm gonna live at peace. Come on, stand up. Would you do it? Come on, stand up. I'm gonna live at peace. Sabbath. I'm gonna rest. I'm gonna cease. I'm gonna get the will of God working in my life, and I'm not gonna go back into bondage. I'm gonna be free. God who made the heavens and the earth, He made this for me. I'm gonna enjoy life. And what's beautiful about the Sabbath is that this thing called the Sabbath points to a person called Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4 says this, check it out on the screen, verse 9. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. There remains a Sabbath rest. For whoever has entered into God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Again, in the Old Testament, they were constantly laboring, trying to be pleasing to God, all the laws, all the commandments, all the rituals, all the ceremonies, all the civil laws, all they had, the offerings they had to bring to be right with God. And all of that is fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. So now, us as New Testament believers, he says that we can enter into that rest. On a weekly rhythm called Sunday, called Sabbath. But listen to me, you and I have the opportunity to enter into rest every single day, every single hour, every single moment. We don't have to live in anxiety and fear and worry and full of concern about today and or tomorrow. We can live in wholeness and unity with God Almighty. Can you say amen? Come on, bow your head, close your eyes. Come on, just give everyone the right to privacy this morning. Come on, just by way of show of hands. No one's looking around, just me, maybe a couple ushers. But you're just saying, man, Pastor Gary, I need the Sabbath. I need the Sabbath. I need to rest. I got restlessness in my soul. I've got anxiety. I've got stress. And I need to pull aside. Come on, all over the room while your head's bowed, just lift your hand and say, that's me. Come on, all over the room. That's me. Thank you for your honesty. That's me. Father, I pray for every person with their hand raised. I pray a supernatural grace and peace would surround them right now. Fill them, oh God, right now. All anxiety, all unrest, all stress, Lord God, that they're going to realize who you are, that you're the Lord God. You're the Lord of the Sabbath. You're the Lord of peace. You're the Lord where we stop. And we get to enjoy you and enjoy one another. Father God, right now I pray supernatural grace on their life to do everything you've called them to do, that it wouldn't be hard and laborious like under a taskmaster, that there would be a grace to do the will of God, to work, to parent, to do everything our schedule demands, but in an attitude of rest, of rest. Father, would you give them great favor this week, as we identify any anxiety in our heart that would cause us to go back to worry and stress. We release it to you today, Father God. Come on, all God's people said amen. Come on, amen, amen, amen. Clap your hands, say thank God. Come on, thank God. There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. What we do here on this day affects the other 6 days. It affects the other 6 days. So listen to me. We're going to have an amazing time out there eating, enjoying one another. I want to encourage you to just hang out with us and do that. If you weren't planning, you just showed up today, please hang out with us. You're our guest, and we would love to just serve you and get a chance to know you as well. We're going to have our prayer partners up here if we can pray with you about anything going on.